Hello, ocean enthusiasts and shark lovers. Welcome back to Below the Fin with your host, Lexi. Today's episode is going to be a splash of fun because I've got a special guest joining us, my boyfriend, Kyle. We're diving into the lighter side of the deep blue, sharing some of the most fun and silly facts about the ocean and its toothy residents. Get ready to laugh, learn, and love everything about our planet's amazing underwater world. Let's make some waves with this fantastic conversation. So we have about 20 really cool facts to share with you guys today, and I'm going to start out with a pretty crazy one. So the loudest ocean sound to ever be heard came from an ice quake.
What's an ice quake? Have you ever, like, did you ever look that up, or?
I would assume similar to an earthquake, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, let me check real quick. Says it's a seismic event caused by sudden cracking action in frozen soil or rock separated with water or ice, or by stress generated at frozen lakes.
Well,
it's pretty interesting.
That is very interesting. This one happened in 1977. And are you ready for this? This is the best part. People referred to the noise as the bloop. So you can actually Google the bloop and find out about this ice quake.
That's actually really, really cool.
Isn't that an interesting one?
That is. Okay, for my turn, I have that the world's longest mountain chain is actually underwater.
No way.
Yeah.
About how long is it?
It's about 40,389 miles, and it spans pretty much all the way between the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's going to be something to definitely look more into.
Yeah. For another little cool fact about it is that about 90% of it is completely submerged underwater. And wow. The shape of it resembles a stitch on a baseball.
Wow. And you love baseball.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's very cool. All right. So for our next fact, I have sharks do not have bones.
They don't have bones?
Nope.
So if they don't have bones, then what do they break if they get in a bar fight?
That is a great question. Maybe the cartilage they're made up of? I'm not sure. But it does make them swim faster than the bony fish. So we know what the fish are breaking at the bars.
All right, so here's another one. And this one has, it's veering away from sharks a little bit, but octopuses can see with their skin.
No way.
Yeah.
I would love to be an octopus. How in the world are they seeing with their skin?
Well, when light is shined, these tiny circular pigment in their skin will expand and relax, and that pretty much allows light to come in and out, kind of like our retinas in our eyes.
Wow. Yeah. That is very cool to think about. Yeah. I would love to be an octopus and be able to see everything.
So really, a mom octopus really does have eyes in the back of their head.
I guess so.
Kind of all around, too.
I guess so. All right, for our next fact, this one goes back to the shark family. It is that not all sharks live in the ocean.
If they don't live in the ocean, where are they?
They're living in rivers, and sharks such as bull sharks, have actually adapted between salt and freshwater, and there are many species known for not being in the ocean at all. And I know Kyle's a big lake person, so what do you think of that?
I mean, you said rivers, not lakes, so I'd assume, even though rivers do feed lakes.
That is true.
I'd hope that when I'm out on a lake that a shark doesn't bite my ankles or something.
I guess you're much less likely in a lake than the ocean.
Okay, so for my third fact, I have that the skin on a whale shark comes in around 4 inches thick, making it almost thicker than a Snicker.
Oh my. I hope she's body positive.
I mean, I hope so, but like, it also, like, their skin is the consistency of, like, strong rubber. Making it hard for its predators to actually eat a whale shark.
Well, I'd want to be a whale shark in the ocean.
It definitely doesn't taste like a Snicker, I bet you, though.
Definitely not. I don't recommend eating. All right, so the next one we have is that you are more likely to get struck by lightning than attacked by a shark.
Seriously?
Yep. It says that lightning kills 37 people a year, and shark attacks only kill about 14 people a year.
Is that why I haven't won the lottery yet? Because I haven't been struck by lightning or attacked by a shark?
That could be the chances. Let's go swimming in the rain.
All right, so for my fourth fact, I have that great whites are said to be the same size as Megalodon's, you know, Johnson, like...
No, like the animal is the same size.
Yes, which always means...
Oh, wow.
How big are great whites on average?
I would say probably 12 to 20 feet long.
That's kind of a
That's a big Johnson.
It's a pretty big Johnson.
So this next one's one of my favorite facts as a kid, actually. It's that tiger sharks will literally eat anything.
Anything?
Absolutely anything. Trash, you name it.
That's crazy. It's almost like they have, what is it called? That eating disorder. It's pica. It's pretty
pica.
Much...
Pica? What's pica?
It's when you eat material that may or may not be like food stuff. Like, it could be... It's there's no nutritional value to it. You're just eating it. It's right. Like a sensory thing.
Maybe I have that. I like to eat ice cubes. Some of the things that they actually found in their stomachs when they were cut open were a license plate and a bag of money.
Huh.
I mean, who travels with a bag of money?
I mean, that might have fallen off a boat. Like, you never know.
That's crazy.
I wonder, I mean, did they get to keep the money after they cut open the shark and found the bag of money?
That's a great question. You know, I wonder if they did, because maybe I'm second-guessing my career.
Okay, so for my next one, it's about, you know, dolphins. Everybody loves dolphins. They're supposed to be like these beautiful creatures that seem wicked nice. You can swim with them and everything, but when you actually do a little bit of look at studies and research about them, male dolphins are actually very, very violent when it comes to mating.
No.
Like, very.
Okay, we need to talk about this. This one is crazy.
Yeah, like, it's...
What? The cute little fish we swim with all the time?
Yes. Yep.
No.
Male dolphins will... They'll surround a female dolphin, and it'll be like two or three of them on one
female
dolphin.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, not at all.
Okay, so we should not go to SeaWorld and swim with the dolphins anytime soon.
I mean... There are videos of dolphins, like, kind of jumping up on docks and people before. Like,
no!
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've seen the... I knew this is the reason we like sharks and we're not dolphin people, right?
I mean, dolphins are kind of cool, though. Watch them coming up and out of the water, like...
They are, but don't leave me alone with them. And you can't say it was the way she was dressed.
That's very, very true.
Okay, so my next one is not half as cool as the dolphin story that we just learned about, because I'm kind of still on that one. But the next fact is that goblin sharks were actually around before dinosaurs, which means they were also around before megalodons.
Those, the ones that, like, live deep down in the water?
Yep, that we never, ever usually see, and I think a lot of people don't hear about. And... People don't come for me, but they are one of the scariest creatures I have ever seen.
What do they look like? Do you have a picture of them?
Oh, give me a second. I am sending it now.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Do their mouth like come out like it looks like yes. It extends out of their mouth.
They if you know what a goblin shark looks like, it literally looks like they have a sword coming out of their face, which is pretty crazy, and their teeth can protrude very far. So definitely look those up if you don't know what they look like.
It's a scary looking creature.
Yep, don't want to be caught with that.
Okay, so for my sixth fact, I have that sand tiger pups eat their siblings in the womb, almost like the girl in Pitch Perfect 1.
Oh my goodness, no. I love that movie.
Yes. Another cool little interesting fact about these creatures is that although their name is a sand tiger shark, they're also called a gray nurse shark, spotted ragged tooth shark, or a blue nurse sand tiger.
Oh my goodness, they have so many names.
Yeah.
They're like the allies that the celebrities give when they go to like hotels and things.
Yeah.
Wow, that is very, very crazy.
Okay, hold on. So before we continue, did you just say allies instead of an alias?
Okay, yes. Kyle, we're into podcasts, not speech. My goodness. Okay, hopefully I don't screw anything up when I pronounce this one. But the ocean covers 71% of the Earth's surface.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so most of our Earth is water. And some people still can't swim.
So that means I should take a floaty everywhere I go?
That is what it should mean.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know.
Okay, so for another cool little interesting fact, we have that scientists age sharks by counting the rings on their vertebrae.
So that's how they tell, like, how old sharks are?
Yeah, they do the same thing with trees. When they cut a tree down, they can tell you by how many rings it has how old that tree is.
Really?
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that. I would have thought it was the teeth or, you know, something else. That's really, really cool.
Honestly, though, I didn't dig too deep into this one, but I'm not sure how they can tell unless they have to kill the shark and get to its vertebrae.
Right. So I wonder if it's just researchers or, you know, how they're figuring. I mean, you can't figure that out with the shark alive, right?
No, I would assume not. I mean.
Wow. That's a pretty cool one. We're going to have to dive more into that in another podcast. Okay, so here's a very interesting fact that I actually think Kyle's going to really like because I know he's a big fan of orcas. And I found this one very cool. So orcas actually have their own little language.
That's actually really cool. Like, they can just talk to each other and...
Yeah, they communicate through pulse calls and whistles. It's funny, as a kid, I remember, you know, making up a fake language with my friends that our parents wouldn't hear or something, and it was just a bunch of gibberish.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I know you really like orcas.
Well, and you always hear, like, on, like, Animal Planet when they're doing, like, their documentary on whales or, like, the orcas or whatever, and they, you always hear, like, those, like, noises they make underwater.
Yeah. Imagine being out in the middle of the ocean and all of a sudden you're just hearing that and you don't see them anywhere.
That's crazy.
I know. And actually, orcas are really one of the only animals that have sharks on one of their main diets. They eat a lot of sharks, which is also kind of crazy that a predator can do that.
That is crazy. Okay, so for this next fact, it's in relation to hands down my favorite shark ever. Great white sharks are hands down my favorite shark ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think mine's a tiger.
I just love watching the videos of great white sharks. It's always true. Always have.
They're beautiful.
But it's that scientists believe that a great white shark's DNA could help cure cancer and age-related illnesses in humans.
No way.
Yeah.
So we could have the cure to all these things. And.
But that's also something dangerous because if too many people get, like, asphyxiated on this one fact that, like, the population of great white sharks...
Of course, it could really harm them.
Yeah.
Which could also harm our ecosystem.
Very true.
Wow. All right, so our next fact is only 5% of the ocean has been discovered.
That's crazy. I was reading an article that NASA was first created for ocean, for exploring the ocean.
Really?
And for some reason, they stopped that and went towards outer space.
Wow. I wonder if that had something to do with, like, you know, that we're just not able to go down past a certain length.
A lot of our technology can't handle the pressure from being that far down.
Neither can we as humans. That's something really cool because I think we never really think about how much the ocean makes up of our world and how little we really know about what's down there. So, you know, this isn't so much a fact, but I remember when Megalodon resurfaced on the Discovery Channel, people would say, is Megalodon still alive? And I always kind of thought, well, we've only discovered 5%, so A, would Megalodon be, you know, hiding out where we could see it? And B, there's such a chance of such bigger down there that we have no idea.
Yeah.
It's very true. Cool.
Okay, so going along with yours, my next fact is that we actually know more about the surface of the moon than the floor of the ocean.
Stop.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the aliens are hiding out.
To this day, I'll even say octopuses or squids, they look like aliens.
Oh, yes, they do. Those are very creepy creatures.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my goodness. That makes sense because we've been to the moon, supposedly, but we've never been to the ocean floor. Can you just believe that?
I mean, we've been to the ocean floor in some areas, but there's areas of the ocean that, like, you can't get all the way down there.
No. Many areas, actually.
Yeah.
That's a very cool one. All right, so this is my last fact for you guys. Mine is that great white sharks can live for 30 years.
That's crazy.
I know. And some live even longer than that, which is pretty insane.
Yeah.
But just imagine what you could see in 30 years. I know, you know, you go on the Sharktivity apps and things like that, and I just saw recently a great white actually drew itself by being pinged off of things. So imagine what you can see in the ocean for 30 years of swimming around.
Probably see a lot of cool things.
Probably, and a lot of scary ones.
That is very true. Okay, so for my last fact, we're back on the orcas, the killer whales.
Oh, your favorite.
And it's that they actually live in every ocean of the world. Like, they're scattered across the world.
Right.
Now.
And in SeaWorld, which we think is very sad.
That is very true. But while they are most abundant in colder waters, like Antarctica, Norway, Alaska, like all these like cold like bodies of water, they are also found in like tropical and subtropical waters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think they really migrate towards like this food. Like, they're such big animals and hunt, like...
Yeah, and I mean, as we talked about, they kill sharks, so I assume they follow a lot of them as they're one of their bigger preys, too.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think, like, in the warmer areas, maybe, like, they're just really down there? Because I know you don't typically see a killer whale on, like, a whale watch.
Very true. I don't know if they, maybe they just, like, they travel through there, maybe going towards, like, the colder water down the other side of the planet, and maybe they just kind of, or maybe they're following prey that they've been following for a while.
Yeah.
Because I know they hunt in packs, and they, like, track down their prey.
Yes. I remember if you guys saw, they were, like, taking down boats and stuff for almost sport, even though there has never been an orca attack on human, at least other than in captivity. But that's a very cool one.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that is a wrap on today's episode. I just want to say thank you so much to my boyfriend, Kyle, for being on here, because I know talking on a podcast is not your favorite thing.
I would so much rather edit for you than talk. Like, I'm not.
And I'm little good. Does he know, he's still going to be editing.
So true.
They do say opposites attract. And of course, thank you guys for swimming with us through this ocean of giggles and grins on Below the Fin. Kyle and I, well, mostly I, had a blast sharing those wild and wacky facts about the big blue sea and its sharp-toothed inhabitants. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did chatting. Remember, the ocean is full of surprises, so keep exploring, keep laughing, and keep those sharky spirits high. Until next time, keep your fins up and your smiles wide. Catch you on the next wave. Swim with ya later.